Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Optimal Work Daily, episode 1232, Top 10 Money Mistakes Creative Entrepreneurs Make, by Christine Lucan of ChristineLucan.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host here, and I'm going to keep this intro nice and short for you today, so let's get to our post and start optimizing your life. Top 10 Money Mistakes Creative Entrepreneurs Make, by Christine Lucan of ChristineLucan.com. Here are the top 10 money mistakes creative entrepreneurs make when starting their own businesses. Number 1. Not getting your personal finances in order. Why it's a mistake. If you don't ensure your personal finances are rock solid, it will directly impact the success of your creative venture. Why? Although we hear financial experts tell us to keep our business and personal finances separate, the truth is that it's impossible for them not to influence each other. If you have careless, sloppy personal money habits, it will affect your creative business. If your business is having a terrible quarter, that directly impacts your personal bottom line. The best money move you can make for your business is to ensure that your personal financial situation is on solid ground. 2. Ignoring your best employee. Money. Why it's a mistake. If you neglect to spend regular time managing business finances, you're never going to succeed at a high level in your creative business. Imagine if you worked for a company and every time you went to talk to your boss to find out what he wanted you to work on, he ignored you or hid under his desk. How productive would you be without your boss's guidance or direction? Well, are you hiding from or ignoring your business finances? Money wants to be managed and directed, and it only takes a small amount of regular time, weekly and monthly, to ensure your best employee, money, is properly managed and productive. 3. Undervaluing your products and services. Why it's a mistake. When you doubt the worth of your products and services, your customers will pick up on that and buy from someone else. Have other people told you that your prices are too low? Believe them. When your prices are rock bottom, potential customers will think that you aren't offering much of value. Shop your competition, and if your prices are more than 10% lower, it's time to raise them. My coaching rates are more than double what they were at the beginning of the previous year. I've had more coaching appointments in the first 4 months of this year than I had all of last year. Why? Because my ideal clients see me as valuable, and my price reflects that. 4. Trying to go it alone. Why it's a mistake. Hey, even the Lone Ranger had Tonto for assistance and companionship. Being self-employed shouldn't mean you're alone. I strongly recommend having a tribe of other creative entrepreneurs that you can turn to for advice and support. You should also have a financial board of advisors, a banker, CPA, a money coach, insurance agent, and business attorney who can advise you on important issues like taxes, contracts, and small business loans. 5. Borrowing money indiscriminately. Why it's a mistake. You need to proceed with caution when using debt in your business. Borrowing money to invest in cash-producing assets is one thing, but using credit to purchase things that don't produce profit or to keep the business afloat is risky to your financial health. 6. Chasing the shiny objects. Why it's a mistake. Time is money, so you better manage your distractions. It's important to learn to focus and spend time on the activities in your business that make you money. If your energies are scattered, you will feel depleted without seeing much progress. Decide on the 3 or 4 things that are most important for the success of your business and spend the majority of your time there. 7. DIYing everything to make money. Why it's a mistake. When entrepreneurs are first starting out and don't have much capital in the business, they do everything themselves: the sales, the marketing, the website maintenance, customer service, and so on. But I have learned from personal experience that you save both time and money by hiring a pro, and you get a better quality outcome. If I pay my virtual assistant to rebrand my PowerPoint presentations, I now have time freed up to talk with potential clients and create content. This creates income so I can grow my business and pay my VA to create beautiful presentations for me. 8. Failing to invest in personal and professional growth. Why it's a mistake. Each new level in your business will require a new you. You have to learn more to earn more. You will need to increase your skills and your mindset to take your business to new levels of success. Where do you want your business to be in a year, 3 years, or 5 years? What kind of person do you need to become in order to accomplish this? Every time I make progress in my business, it's because I've leveled up my skills and mindset through trainings, courses, and coaching. 9. Ignoring your personal brand. Why it's a mistake. Of course you have a brand for your business, but as an entrepreneur, you're never really off the clock. You represent your business 24/7, so it's important that you maintain a professional image personally as well. The way you dress, your body language, speech, and social media posts are either increasing or decreasing the odds that people will hire you and your company. And 10, failing to follow up. Why it's a mistake. You're leaving money behind if you don't follow up, and not just once, but multiple times. 80% of sales are made on the 5th to 12th contact with a prospect, yet only 10% of people make more than 3 contacts. The fortune is in the follow-up. You just listened to the post titled Top 10 Money Mistakes Creative Entrepreneurs Make by Christine Lucan of ChristineLucan.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks to Christine, who is known as the Financial Dignity Coach. She's here to help you change your financial story. She empowers you, the busy entrepreneur and the high-earning professional, to achieve lasting financial dignity by helping you reduce your debt, increase your savings, and direct your spending to what's really important to you. There was a time in her own life where she experienced stress, frustration, and embarrassment about her financial situation. She felt completely overwhelmed and unsure of how to fix it. Logically, she knew what she should do with her money: save more, spend less, and pay off debt. But her emotions got the best of her, and for a while she resisted reaching out for help because she feared being judged. But she took action and completely changed her story, and now she wants to help you change your money story. So come by ChristineLucan.com to learn more, and big thanks to Christine for letting us share her work. But that should do it for today. Hope you enjoyed the post and that you're having a great day out there, and I will see you right back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.